Hello, Shades of Hope listeners. Thank you for your ongoing support for these sacred conversations. We are excited to share a preview of our next episode.
For those who are ready to hear this, the language right. I would use would be that the gospel is political, but it is not partisan.
Come on.
So to live distinctively for the kingdom in a world that has other interests and priorities is a political act.
Yes.
But it is not an act that's rooted in partisan politics. Right. And so I think
is it
the
biblical?
Should be very, very weary of partisan politics.
Uh-huh.
But to understand what is required of us, to use the language of Micah 6:8, these are biblical commissions to live into Isaiah 58, to be a repairer of the breach.
All right.
The breaches that are named are political realities that are impacting communities.
Right.
To be a repairer means to live in a certain orientation with certain convictions and commission from Scripture, and to live into that is a political act. But it is not an act that's rooted in partisan politics. And so I would say, yes, to be a kingdom citizen is to be someone who is very conscious of the fact that to faithfully follow Jesus is going to call you to live in a way that you have to engage in political actions. But those political actions are rooted in our true citizenship, which is not of this world.
Come on.
And so that conversation is a real conversation that we have to have, but we can't have it in the terms that are oftentimes presented before us as yes. what is political.
Yes.
Like, let's get back to the text. And the text makes it very clear what we are supposed to be committed to, and that we are supposed to be the hands and feet of Christ, collaborating with God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to make reconciliation a lived reality in our day and time in the midst of the brokenness that abounds. There are pastors who are living in fear.
Yeah.
They are living in fear. And the most explicit way that I can say this is that we are called to pastor people into a faithful response to Scripture, not to acquiesce to their disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that because so many pastors feel like their job security is on the line, that if they raise these conversations that they know people in their congregation don't want to hear, that their congregation will just vote them out and they won't actually be able to live into their pastoral identity anymore. And I think that there is a way that we can really be held captive to fear, and that we don't truly surrender ourselves to the promptings and the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to believe that the Spirit who has called us to this work will be faithful to sustain us in this work and will create a space for us to be able to speak the truth that God is placing upon our hearts. But we have to speak that truth from a biblically based place. We have to be able to show people within the biblical text that these are not secular issues that are causing us to engage in mission drift, but these are biblical issues that the text is calling us to address over and over and over again. What's so profound about the Zacchaeus passage that we don't like to really talk about is that Jesus doesn't say the salvation has come into this house until after Zacchaeus has actually enacted reparations.
There you go.
We don't like to talk about that. We like to skirt around that.
Right.
But reparations, what had to be present for Zacchaeus' repentance to be authentic.
Yeah.
And that's because Zacchaeus knowingly was benefiting from an oppressive system where he knew that vulnerable people were being robbed and exploited for his own personal benefit and the benefit of the system that was in place.
Thank you for listening. Please share, rate, and review wherever you find this podcast. And we would love to hear from you. You can email us at shadesofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Again, you can email us at shadesofhopepodcast@gmail.com.